And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24-7 on our YouTube, well, so-called YawnTube channel named Operation Freedom, where we upload a video once a week every Tuesday morning by 10 a.m. on our Rumble channel, where we upload another video approximately 10 a.m. on Tuesdays as well, also named Operation Freedom. And where the light is always on, as the commercial says, DaveJanda.com. We are there 24-7 on the free, the public side, where we upload information on a regular basis. And in particular on our subscription side, extra shows, extra content, extra guests, extra interviews, archives to all of our shows, plus our healthcare policy series, our Department of Advanced Research show hosted by Nick Ruiz, and our contributing editor section. Folks ask, how can I support your platform and our freedom-based efforts? Become a member of DaveJanda.com, biggest bang for the buck in all the internet. It is my honor to welcome to our show a regular guest and someone who's a very dear friend, General Tom McInerney. You know, there are a number of people that say, you know, I'm really depressed because I don't think that there's anybody focusing on what's happening behind the curtain and taking on the deep state. And nothing could be further from the truth. There are thousands of patriots behind the curtain that are in hand-to-hand combat on a 24/7 basis, taking on the deep state and their freedom-stripping agenda. And General Tom McInerney is one of the people at the point of the spear. You know, a little background on General McInerney. For 35 years, he served as a pilot, commander, and strategic planner in the United States Air Force. Tom retired from military service as an assistant vice chief of staff of the Air Force and director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. General McInerney graduated from the Great United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. Tom also attended the Armed Forces Staff College and the National War College. And as I mentioned, he is in hand-to-hand combat 24/7. He might have retired from the Air Force, but he didn't retire being a patriot. And he is in 24/7 battle with the deep state, much to the chagrin of the deep state. It's my honor to welcome back my friend, General Tom McInerney. Tom, welcome back to the Operation Freedom platform.
Thank you very much, Brent. Thank you very much, Dave, for having me. It's a great honor to be with you again.
So, Tom, let's start with a letter, a tangible proof that there are incredible number of patriots fighting behind the scenes against the deep state. This from Jack Phillips of the Epoch Times. 120 retired generals, of which you and General Vallely, just to name a few, were part of, 120 retired generals, military officers signed letter warning of conflict between Marxism and constitutional freedom. This is what Jack Phillips had to say. More than 120 retired generals, admirals, and military officers signed a letter that warned that United States is embroiled in an existential fight and call on all citizens to get involved in local and state politics. Quote, we're in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty. That was an excerpt from the letter. Tom, your take on the letter, and in fact, not surprisingly, the bought-off lamestream fake media will not even touch the existence of this letter, yet the independent media is heralding it as an important step.
Well, it's a historic step, Dave. Dr. Dave, the fact is, never in the history of America, since the Constitution was written and we became, in 1776, a nation state, never have we had retired generals and admirals, flag officers, have they ever written a letter like this? Now, that is significant. I believe that someday every fifth grade class will read that, fifth or sixth grade. And the reason is we are talking about these general, retired generals, and it was 124 initially, and now it's up to 161, and I believe it's going to end up well over 300 or 400. The fact is, we are talking about protecting the Constitution, that we all swore to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And everything that is going on now happens to be about the Constitution. The election, was it a constitutional one or was it a fraudulent election? And so fundamentally, these generals and retired admirals signed their name on a document challenging what is going on in the country, challenging the critical race theory, which is just a battle between our Constitution and being a communist society, challenging the election because of the massive cyber warfare, challenging the what I am saying is a biological attack on the United States with COVID-19. It was not a pandemic. And the evidence keeps coming in, Dr. Dave, that this was a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese Communist Party. And you blend that with the massive cyber warfare campaign on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November. And you blend that with this vaccine that we've got. It's what the Chinese call hybrid warfare. It is not kinetic warfare. It is hybrid warfare. And look at the results of just what we've talked about. Look at the 50-plus executive orders that the Biden administration has put out, and they all benefit China directly, or they benefit socialism, which is the front door of communism. So they're benefiting Marxism. And all these things put together is what we are facing. And it's very serious. And there, who is going to defend this institution? It's got to be we the people. Every person listening to your broadcast, every person that listens and sees what you do are part of we the people. This is not easy to say because it has never happened before in our history, Dr. Dave. And what put it in such stark contrast, because as you know, I am not a Democrat or a Republican analyst. I am a military analyst. But I got involved on the 1st of November because of my experience with you. I believe it was on the 17th of March 2000. Was it 16 or 17? 17. In which I talked about a program called Hammer, in which the Biden administration people were listening to the Trump campaign and the Trump administration. And they were listening to judges, to priests, and to religious groups, and to university, and a whole host of people that they were listening to using a top secret CIA program that they had absconded and moved from CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, over to Fort Washington in Maryland. And I was told on the 1st of November 2020 that it was going to be used in the election. And if I had not known this back when I broke the story on 2017 in March, it would not have impressed me as much. But I knew immediately and went on the Steve Bannon show on the 2nd of November, a day before it was a Monday, the day before the election, and told Sidney Powell was co-anchor with Steve, and told them that the threat was going to use cyber warfare against us. Mm-hmm. Now, we were still in the middle of the so-called pandemic, and they had adjusted so many of the constitutional rules and regulations and guidance because of the pandemic. And we had foreign involvement led by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and plus others. So that's why I'm involved with this. And from my military viewpoint, when you start putting these things together and understand the doctrine of the Chinese and their hybrid warfare of biological attacks and cyber warfare versus kinetic, then it all of a sudden fits. I didn't see it initially. I didn't see it on 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 November. But as you and I have discussed since then, it became obvious to me and more that it was a deliberate biological attack. And today I sent you a document written by Dr. Lawrence Sellin, a retired Army colonel, that the title is Exclusive: China Has Infiltrated the U.S. Military Biodefense Program at Fort Detrick. Now, that is stunning information, but just another nail in the coffin that COVID-19 was not a pandemic. It was a deliberate biological attack. As a matter of fact, last week, Dr. Ping, who is a professor in China, wrote an article openly stating and bragging that COVID-19 was a biological attack. Now, there are a host of these answers that come around, but what really drove it towards me was I was absolutely sure, because of the Hammer scorecard information that came in, that that was a CW attack. And that CW attack fits with their doctrine, and it became apparent that it was a bio attack when you look at the first impeachment exercise in December 2019 and January 2020, the first evidence, not exercise, the first evidence of COVID-19 going global. And then it was, of course, that was in the middle of the first impeachment of President Trump. And why would they do that? And you start to realize, and they use the Ukraine and a phone conversation to drive that. But why would they do that? And the fact is, and they use Russian collusion at that time, well, it was to suck the oxygen out of the air, because it wasn't really until March that we started going into this stand down that, frankly, we didn't have to do. It turns out the survivability rate, despite what Cuomo and Murphy and others in California were doing of mixing elderly people that have COVID-19, moving them back into old folks' homes, that we really got the death rates, because the death rate, all that accounted for is the survivable rate is 99.2%. And I'm throwing out all these facts, and when you put them together, it's like a puzzle or a quilt, all of a sudden it jumps out at you. And that's why I say it jumps out at me that we are in the middle of World War III, a hybrid warfare attack with COVID-19 led, followed up by a cyber warfare attack on the largest one in history on our voting system, and could be with the vaccine. I've had doctors tell me this, their concerns on our immune system for COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-22, that the current system, which is not a true vaccine and it's still experimental, but it doesn't have the virus in it, and so it's got nanotechnology in it. And the potential danger, that this could be a biological attack again on the American people. Now, why are they urging 5 years old to 12-year-olds and youngsters when the survival rate of college students and below is 99.9999%. The normal flu is worse than COVID-19 to young people. Mm-hmm. Yet they are talking about vaccine passports, Dr. Dave, and all these things. And it's global. Doctors and professors are coming up and standing. We are fighting the pharmaceutical industry. And your listeners must understand, with that survivability rate, there is no need to get that shot. Yet they are forcing college students, if they want to come back on campus, that they have the shot. And why would you do that with a 99.999% survival rate? You're the doctor. You tell me. But the fact is, something is fishy here. Mm-hmm. There's no question. Mm-hmm. Look at what's going on with China. President Trump's desire to bring the jobs back to America. Biden has reversed that. Look at what he did with the pipeline in Germany, and from Russia to Germany. He approved that, yet he canceled the XL pipeline in the United States. Yet he approves one from Russia to Germany. What is going on with this administration? And then they're trying to destroy the military by coming up with this critical race theory, saying your skin color is what determines your mental capabilities, and making white people to feel like it's racist is what it is. We've never seen anything like that in the military. So that's why you had 124 retired generals and admirals sign up. The number's up to 161 as of last Thursday or Friday, and it's still climbing. And the more they become educated by listening to you, Dave, and the service that you are doing to the nation, because the mainstream media is not talking about this. Although I must say today that Maria Bartiromo asked the former DNI, Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, if he thought it was a bio attack. That's the first time, and it's Fox News, that they have even mentioned this. And it happened to be Maria. And Maria's the strongest one out there talking now. Very few of the other anchors in Fox are, or Newsmax, and certainly ABC, NBC, and CBS. I mean, they are just quiet. They won't talk about it. So that's what's going on, and that's the danger we're facing. This is all related. From coming down the escalator, when Trump came down the escalator to run his campaign, to Russian collusion, to the COVID-19 quote unquote pandemic, which is really a biological attack, to the massive cyber warfare, to the potential cyber warfare campaign against the American people by the administration by taking the vaccine, the vaccine mania, as many doctors call it. All of this is related. And the actions, the 50-plus executive orders, the decisions to cancel the XL pipeline, to approve the German the Russian pipeline into Germany, all these things are directly related. And today, the information by Dr. Lawrence Sellin and Anna Chen about China has infiltrated the U.S. biodefense program at Fort Detrick. That is related.
Folks, we're speaking with General Tom McInerney. And Tom, earlier in the interview, you mentioned Ping Chen, from a professor of national development at Peking University in Beijing. Here's from Christina Lala. Senior member of the Chinese Communist Party think tank claims China won unprecedented biologic war against the United States in 2020 and, quote, put the U.S. back in its place, end quote. A senior member, because people say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. No, it might be conspiracy, but it's conspiracy reality that you're speaking about. A senior member of the Chinese Communist Party think tank claimed China won a biological war against the United States in 2020. Quote, in 2020, this is what he said, quote, in 2020, China won the trade war, science and technology war, and especially the biological war. The achievement is unprecedented. This is an epic-making historical record. So for the liberal American worshiping cult within China, their worship of the United States is actually unfounded. After this trade war and biological warfare, the U.S. was beaten back to its original shape, end quote. That's a quote from Chen Ping, the professor of national development at Peking University in Beijing.
Stunning, isn't it? Absolutely,
yeah,
stunning.
And the lamestream fake media won't touch that.
Won't touch it. Yet he says that. He's bragging about it. He's bragging about it. Now, you and I have been talking about this quite some time. That's because you're on the bleeding edge of understanding what happened. And it's coming from you. And that's why you're such an important asset to the nation and to protect our Constitution.
Well, you know, Tom, you took a lot of heat. You know, you came on this platform November 1st. You spoke about hammer and scorecard and what was going to happen 2 days later at the election. Then you went on with Steve Bannon and Sidney Powell, said the same thing. A lot of people derided you and said, oh, this is conspiracy theory. Tom, everything that you predicted on Sunday, November 1st and Monday, November 2nd happened November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and for weeks afterwards. And it showed that there was a failure, which you predicted in the judicial branch, the executive branch, the legislative branch. And then, Tom, many of us felt that, okay, well, but we still have the military, and the military can step in and potentially alleviate how the failures of the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branches. But instead, Tom, we have a military, and thank goodness for these 161 generals and admirals that you and Paul Valley or two of stepped up and wrote what you wrote, because meanwhile, the military, in our last 2 minutes, we're going to hit on this, has been focused on firing a space officer because he wrote about Marxism in the United States military.
Exactly. And yesterday or this morning, I saw that 23 House members signed a letter, or a number close to that, demanding that he be reinstated, which they should do. But what we haven't even mentioned this trap, Bishop Garrison, who preaches the critical race theory and who's got a special office to go after against white supremacy. You know what they're doing? They're going after anybody, if they're a Republican or anybody who doesn't agree with their viewpoints.
Right.
That's what we're facing right now. And so,
well, Tom, I'd like to thank you for your leadership on this. You have been relentless against the deep state, which is why they do everything in their power to demean you, undermine you. But as a true fighter pilot, as you've always taught me, you get the most flack when you're over the target. And General Tom McInerney has been over the target 24/7. For years, and it benefits every American and every American's freedom and liberty. And I thank you, Tom, for your perseverance, dedication, and sacrifice. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker. Until next week, Dave Janda signing off. Dream big and dare to fail. Thanks for your time today. On Memorial Day, we're doing a special report with Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Chris Held, Dr. Jane Hughes, and myself on the virus, the jab, and the real data and science.